Just 1% of the tourists visiting Latin America every year come from Australia. Most Australians are heading off to Europe and to Asia, but the Latin American tourist industry is mounting a huge campaign to try to change that for the first time. Latin America's travel exhibitions have been held in Sydney and Melbourne. Sue Ahern caught up with Alex Burridge, the treasurer of the Australian Travel Association for Latin America, ATALA. Now, that's a new not-for-profit body bringing together the major players in the industry.
So, Alex, can you tell me what's the aim of the new association and why have you formed it?
The aim really is to get the message out to particularly Australian consumers how sophisticated Latin America has become. It's safe, cosmopolitan, world-leading cuisine, incredibly good infrastructure, and it's not perhaps the view that they have of maybe 10 or 12 years ago.
And what sort of success are you having so far?
Through the Latin America Travel Week and Australian Travel Association for Latin America, we have had wonderful, wonderful feedback from travel agents, from consumers, but also tourism boards who we're trying to bring together to, I guess, promote all of South America as opposed to individual countries. We believe because most of our clients will travel to three or four countries in one trip, it's not Peru versus Chile or any other country. Let's work together, and I think we've demonstrated to them that we can do that.
So is this the first time you've held an exhibition like this in Australia?
Yes, this is, and many of our partners from overseas have not only congratulated us and said this is a world first, where you've got competitive businesses coming together to form an association, and then bringing together tourism boards and products from South America and Central America to present to consumers. So yeah, it's a world first in that way.
So how's it gone so far?
Again, for us, we're very, 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 very pleased with the feedback from the tour operators, the products. The tourism authorities are already asking to speak to us about next year, which hopefully that's a sign of having done quite well. And we've been well attended, probably better than we thought we would achieve year one at the consumer expos. And that's our biggest focus is the consumer, and as much that they're the ones who walk into the travel agent. You don't go to a travel agent and say, oh, look, I want to go to Italy, and the travel agent convince you to go to Chile. We need to change or drive more consumers going, I want to go to Chile.
So what sort of Australian interest is there in Latin America?
Oh, growing, and probably still not well educated. As you said, there are probably views of people of changing governments or not particularly safe. But certainly it's a growing destination, and maybe with some of the other challenges in other parts of the world, it's benefited from that. But I think we want to promote it not just that it's safe compared to other places, that it's a world-leading travel destination and more people should head there from Australia.
So what are the numbers like at the moment?
They've increased, but if I said that it is currently just over 1% of the outbound leisure market from Australia, it probably shows there's room for a fair amount of growth. In some ways we don't want to be perhaps too successful, but even if we made it 2%, which would be a huge increase, doubling, but it's just got so much more than people understand.
So where would you recommend to go if you're advising someone? What are the best countries?
There are many, but if you wanted a smaller country to see probably what all of Latin America has to offer, Ecuador is high up there. It's relatively small. It's got rainforest, cloud forest, the Andes, very strong cultural areas, so haciendas, beautiful markets. And then you can add the Galapagos. Traditionally, a lot of people have gone to Ecuador just as a gateway to go to the Galapagos, and they have missed the mainland, and in my view, missed probably one of the best places to visit in South America. So. But there are many. Peru is beautiful, Argentina is beautiful, Chile is beautiful. They're all wonderful.
Have you been to them all?
Not all, quite a few. There's probably more of the fringe destinations. Guyana would be one of the ones I haven't visited, and I can't wait to get there. I'm really looking forward to it. From a wildlife perspective, which is my personal interest, it's very, very powerful. And speaks English. It's the only country in South America that English is the national language.
So what about price? How expensive is it to go to Latin America from Australia?
Prices have come down. It's actually probably cheaper now to fly there than it was 10 years ago. So from that cost of getting there. It's come down a lot. And it's not as cheap as it was. People shouldn't view it as like an Asia destination, but there are a whole range of simple, obviously, backpacking options all the way through to five-star luxury, which is, that's what's seen the greatest development in the last 5 years. Just stunning lodges, beautiful cuisine. Peru has, I think, two of the top 10 restaurants in the world, Central being one of them in Lima. So cuisine has developed. Can't remember the rest of the question now.
Just, you know, where are the best places to go and what does it cost?
So again, you can almost do it on any budget. If you're limited on budget, then infrastructure is developed. They're traveling on local buses, some countries better than other. Argentina has a very, very good infrastructure for buses and things like that. But as I said to start with, it's not a cheap destination, partially because the distances are enormous. I just did a presentation here now and I showed a map where Australia fits into Brazil. That South America is 2.3 times larger than Australia, so that's part of that cost, is that to get around takes some time and therefore adds to that. Not a cheap destination, but really has, I think, a budget for everyone.
So what about in the lead up to the Olympics and the Olympics themselves in Brazil? Do you think there'll be a big influx of Australians?
I think it's similar to the Soccer World Cup. There is a focus. Often it takes it away perhaps from other countries in South America. I'm not saying it's bad. It should help. But I think it needs to be broader. Brazil is one destination. I guess the Olympics and the Soccer World Cups there, they're such heavily branded things in themselves. It's a different sort of... Well, they just happen to be there, I guess, more than anything else. It doesn't hurt, but I don't think it massively benefits too much.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.